Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, two sisters shared a dream so identical that it felt impossible until they realized it wasn't a dream at all.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, if you have a real ghost story, you know how we feel about them. We love them. So you can leave us a voicemail, call in at 855-853-4802. If you would prefer to write it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to become a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials, do that through Apple Podcasts or sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper's here today. And girl, I thought about you last night.
Oh, really?
Several times. I did, because Harper loves stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedy. And last night I went and saw Nate Bargatze. I did.
No way. I saw Nate Bargatze not that long ago, to be honest.
I loved it. It was so much fun. We were talking about it on an episode the other night I did with Tony and Todd, because I got off and immediately went and changed my clothes and left. I bought the tickets a year ago. I waited an entire year. The crazy thing is, my best friend James, he had a rough couple years. He had cancer and was in a lot of treatment. So I bought these tickets like, this gives us something to look forward to. And he'll be done with treatments by then. I didn't expect like I'd have to wait a year, because they postponed the dang show. So we waited a year. So he's now in good shape. He's not having cancer treatments anymore. So last night I'm like, Merry Christmas and happy you're still alive show. But it was just a lot of fun. One of his opening acts, Ryan Hamilton, I thought was hysterical.
And this was the Big Dumb Eyes tour that you saw,
sure,
right?
Sure was.
That's the one I saw.
So I bet you saw pretty much a lot of the same thing, I'm going to guess.
It was really funny. I really liked it.
It was really funny. And what I like about him is that it's very story-based comedy. And it's not like punchline, punchline, punchline. And I like that it's, I'm hardly a prude by any means. I swear as much as anybody else. But there's sometimes it's just gratuitous and they're just saying things to shock people. And I don't really care. I'm not that easy to shock. And sometimes it just grosses me out.
Yeah,
some of the things that people find funny. But that's what I like about him. It's just very story-based comedy. So yeah, I thought about you last night. I just thought it was a really, really fun show.
It's actually kind of funny that you bring up stand-up comedy because my father and Lindsay were planning on maybe, just maybe, going to go see Jim Gaffigan, who I find very funny.
Oh, that would be fun. Where's that going to be?
Probably down here at the Amp, most likely.
Maybe Aunt Carol needs to come and go to a show with you.
Maybe Aunt Carol should come on down.
That would be so fun. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this ghost story. It says, I've had strange things happen my whole life. I've never really been able to explain any of them. I'm not claiming to be sensitive or psychic, nothing dramatic like that. I just experience things I can't shrug off, and that's why I'm writing. The first thing happened when I was 8. My dad sat my sister and me down one afternoon, and he said he had some news. Before he even finished that sentence, I already knew my grandmother had died. No one told me. I hadn't seen her in weeks, but something inside me just dropped, and I knew her fight with cancer was over. After she passed, she sent signs to almost everyone in the family. 3 knocks on her brother's door, that was her favorite number. A plant that bloomed once and never again. Dreams where she told my aunt she was all right, and it seemed like everyone got something except me. Or at least that's what I thought. A few months later, I was still struggling. I'd never lost anyone before, and I couldn't sleep in my own room. I stayed in my sister's bed every night because being alone felt impossible. So one night I woke up, I saw my grandmother standing in front of the window. She wasn't glowing or floating. She just looked calm, wearing the gown she was buried in. I didn't feel scared. If anything, I felt peaceful, like she was checking on me. I tried to wake my sister, but the second I moved, a wave of sadness hit me so hard that I started crying. I looked back and she was fading. I've never doubted that moment was real. The next thing was the house. My grandparents owned this 3-story brick place that had been in the family forever. You expect it to feel nostalgic, and it didn't. Even as a kid, I hated being alone in any room. It always felt like someone was standing too close to me. I never saw anything there, but the fear never let up. And then the dream started. In the dream, I'd be standing in the front entrance when I'd suddenly get a heavy nosebleed. Then I'd hear my name from somewhere deeper in the house, just someone trying to get my attention. So I'd walk toward the living room and the voice would shift upstairs. I'd follow the voice. Then it would come from my grandparents' bedroom where the door was cracked open. And inside, the voice would move again and this time come from the closet. In real life, their closet was barely big enough for hangers. But in the dream, when I opened it, it was pitch black and enormous, like a room with no walls at all. Right before I leaned in, I'd wake up gasping, my heart pounding, unable to move for a few seconds. The dream repeated for years. I could never tell if the voice was male or female. It was just a voice calling me. Years later, when my grandfather died, I finally told my sister. She got very still and said, "I've had the same dream." Every detail with the nosebleed, the voice, the closet, and we laughed because we didn't know what else to do because it really wasn't funny. And then things got weirder. When my parents renovated the house, they pulled up the carpet in my grandparents' bedroom, and underneath, hidden under layers of padding and nails, was the outline of a huge walk-in closet, much bigger than the one that had been there. My mom said she'd forgotten it ever existed. Her parents had removed it when she was young. I remember staring at that outline and thinking, so the closet in the dream was real, or at least it used to be. The last thing that happened was when I was still living at home. My bedroom shared a thin wall with the kitchen so I could hear everything. One night I couldn't sleep, so I rolled over again and again, and then I heard someone sit down at the kitchen table, followed by the sound of a spoon tapping a ceramic mug, stirring, slow and steady. I figured one of my parents had gotten up for tea. I waited for the light to come on, but the kitchen stayed completely dark. The stirring kept on. I didn't get up because I didn't want to embarrass anyone if they couldn't sleep, but the next morning there was no mug, no spoon, nothing out of place, and everyone swore they hadn't been awake. A couple nights later, around the same time, I heard footsteps on the stairs. Slow, one step at a time. So this time I got up and looked, and no one was there. I don't know what any of this adds up to. I'm not trying to turn it into some big story about being haunted. But these moments, my grandmother at the window, my dream my sister and I shared. The stirring in the dark kitchen. They don't feel random. They feel connected. Like a presence following me. More like certain moments holding on to pieces of people. And sometimes you brush against them without meaning to. Every once in a while, something small happens, a noise I can't place, a cold patch of air. But none of it ever felt evil, just aware, like something noticing me from the background. I don't think any of it is entirely gone either. Thank you very much for listening. Love the show, Jana. You know, ooh. She says something kind of beautifully, actually.
Yeah.
It holds on to pieces of people, and sometimes you brush against them without meaning to. That makes me think residual hauntings.
Me too.
Because the stirring and the walking up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. And also the repeating dreams. Mm-hmm. Also a dead giveaway for a residual, for like a residual type haunting. I mean, something that happens that often. It's not just like a quick touch and go type deal, you know?
Yeah. And wouldn't you want to ask Jana, after they discovered that, here, this is just curiosity. Did the dream stop after they had discovered that the closet had been there? And what significance then did the dream ever have? It's like, oh, wow, Grandma and Grandpa had a really big closet, you know? Because, like, there's a voice leading to them to this. Was there something buried underneath the house? Was there something in the closet that was hidden? That's what you think.
Right. It has to be, like, something very significant about it. Like, I really want to know what was so significant about that closet.
Now, the grandma at the window thing, I think that was grandma watching over, being grandma.
Oh, definitely.
That's what I think that was. But mm-hmm. The dream, you know, the fact that her and her sister would both have it, it just seems like there should be some big reveal or something.
Right, where it's like, then we found $500 million in the closet.
Yeah,
you know?
It was awesome. So we sold that house and we built the one we've been dreaming of. It just seems like there should be something else to that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. There are dreams. It's like, who knows? I just think that's very interesting. And the fact that you would have the same dream as your sister for years.
And, like, you didn't know until, like, that one time you asked.
Yeah. I think that's very strange.
Me too.
Okay, well, we're going to go to this call as soon as it loads. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's going to be here any minute. I just know it. There it is. Let's
go
to this
call. Technical difficulties.
Yeah. I just wasn't ready. That's all. Here we go.
I've got a story about living up in Evansville, Indiana. I've told one before, a couple of them actually. I worked for an athletic club. I won't name the club, but I worked there for 28 years. And I used to work third shift. I cleaned the whole building on third shift. So I was there after 10 o'clock at night till probably like 6:30 in the morning. And then, you know, people taking people used to ask me, how do you do that? How do you clean third shift? And there's nobody in the building but you, and you don't let your mind wander and think that there's spookies anywhere around, you know, jumping at every noise. And I told him, I said, well, you just get used to it after a while. You don't pay attention. You just get out of your system. We had a lot of events that used to take place at that place, you know, like tennis tournaments, racquetball tournaments. We had some groups that would rent out the place at night on New Year's Eve, or, you know, and the kids would come in and have a little stayover deal at night, you know, like a lock-in. the one time, I guess, there was a lock-in, and some of the kids were sleeping in the, what we call the kids' club area, nursery area. And one of the kids had brought a Ouija board, apparently. I didn't, had no idea because I wasn't there at the time. But I was told later on that these two, this brother and sister, brought a Ouija board in, and they were using it in the nursery. That explains a lot for what I'm about to tell you. Not only I, but several of the workers that had to be there late at night would complain and say they were hearing things. You know, we'd hear whispering voices, things shutting, closing, that shouldn't have been closing and shutting. Now, there was an ice machine. So there were a lot of stuff that I got to where my ear was attuned to the ice machine. So if the ice machine made a noise and dropped the little device, I knew what that was. But we had a lot of doors. We had a lot of stuff go on. We had a lot of people hearing stuff, like voices. One night I was in there. It was on Saturday morning. It was probably around like 4 in the morning or something. And I had been on the indoor tennis courts. There were 4 indoor tennis courts inside, and I used to have to go around. We had those little igloo coolers, one to each tennis court, and we had like those little caddies for trash and whatnot. And one of my duties was to go around at night and collect all the trash up and put new fresh water and ice in each one of the coolers. So I was out there doing it like probably 3:30, 4:00 in the morning. Something had upset me. I think somebody from the shift hadn't done something that they should have done, which happened quite a bit. And I wasn't feeling too happy about it. So I come through there and I was just in the tennis court and just cussing up a storm, I think, that day. And all of a sudden there was, you know, you have to understand there's nothing in there. There's no one but me. There are no TVs, no nothing, no noise, no radio, nothing. So you can just deduct all that possibility, right? So I'm in there getting pissed off and shouting and screaming. And all of a sudden after I calmed down, I heard this voice say, it was a female voice, and she said, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "Holy shit, what is that?" You know, I'm like, the hair on the back of my neck raised up. Needless to say, I went into fight or flight mode, and I went through the whole building looking everywhere to make sure there was no shenanigans going on in that place. There was no one but me in there. There was no one there. Nothing, nobody, no how. So, you know, it was, you couldn't explain that away. It was very audible. It sounded like it was coming from a part of the tennis court, but there was nobody there. And I heard it, and it's a female. She said, "What are you talking about?" I thought, hello? So I went through the round of hello. Hello, is anybody there? Hello? Nobody there. So that was one of the situations, and, you know, I felt really odd. Now, I've been working a long time, third shift, and it never bothered me. That somewhere after the Ouija board incident, I guess, is all of this stuff started happening. You go to the fitness center to shut lights off, and you hear whispering, like people talking to each other. So, you know, you hear little audible voices. And then, I always got a creepy vibe going into the, when I had to clean the carpets. If I had to go in there and clean the carpet at night with the carpet machine, especially when I went into the nursery, you know, this is before I found out about the Ouija board incident. I noticed I was getting a creep because then I'm a little sensitive. I won't say I'm big time sensitive, but I'm a little sensitive. Well, my problem was I used a Ouija board when I was younger, in my 20s, and that was the idiotic thing to do, and I got obsessed with it, and that's a whole different story. So I had some past situations going on there, but I was always sensitive anywhere I go to anything that happens, it comes out at me. So I kept feeling this weird vibe in the nursery. I couldn't figure out why I was getting this weird vibe. It was like a creepy vibe. I didn't want to be in there very long to do anything. And I sure to hell wanted all the lights on for some reason. And I wasn't like that kind of person, you know. I didn't care if I was in a light or darkness. But I'd be in there, and I wanted to get my work done as quick as I could and get the hell out of that spot. don't know. And then I found out about the Ouija board incident with the kids. These are little incidents that happen, you know. And one night I was working on the whirlpools. I had to clean the whirlpools. I was like on a rotating shift at the time, you know, at night. And I had just drained everything out, scrubbed everything out, cleaned the filters. And I was putting the water back in, running the water back into the system, going to pull up. And I heard, now I know that spirits will, if I understand right, will take energy, ambient energy, anything they can to manifest in some way. I really believe it was taking the sound from the trickling of the water. Now, that if you think about it, that's kind of an energy in itself. It's a little bit of an energy. But they can use this sound to build on, you know, with vocally. Well, I was in there doing something else while it was filling up. And as I was concentrating doing my business, I heard this man say, "You dirty son of a bitch." It came out. You can imagine. I'm like, and I'd gone through some stuff about, you know, in that building at this time. And I told this, whoever it was, I said, "Listen here, I put up with enough shit with everybody else that works here. I'm not going to take yours." That's exactly what I said. I didn't hear anything else after that. It was funny, you know. I don't know what that was about. Well, that was one of the little things that happened, and we'd see things moving in there that shouldn't have been moving once in a while, and you'd hear doors opening that shouldn't have been open, you know. I even saw a door open in front of me one time, and it wasn't anything to do with the heating and air conditioning either. So there was all kinds of stuff, and eventually I just got used to it, and they never hurt me or troubled me at all. I never got any bother from them. I hear someone talk once in a while, and even heard one being nice to me one time and telling me that the whirlpool was overflowing. I was actually down the hallway, and I heard a woman's voice telling me, "Your whirlpool is overflowing." And literally, I ran, oh crap, I ran all the way down there. And sure enough, it was starting to overflow. You know, I forgot to shut the water off. I had a timer, and my timer wasn't working that day. So I went down there, shut everything off, and had to mop everything up. Of course, we have drains, floor drains in there. But I just thought I'd share some of those little things that happened at the club. I'll probably have more stories to tell you about this. The spooks at the club, the ghosts at the club. Y'all have a great day now, okay? Love your show. Keep it up. Bye-bye.
Dang, that's really interesting. Like, all of the voices.
Right?
That he
heard.
My first
question, however, who thought it was a good idea to do an exactly. Ouija board in the nursery? Oh, yes. Of all places we're going to do an Ouija board, the nursery is our top
pick.
This
seems like a great idea.
Fantastic. I would have chosen the cafeteria over the nursery. Like, are we serious?
Even if that's the place in the club where you're working, wouldn't you do it someplace else? Would you think, like, you know, kids hang out here. I don't really know that I want to do the Ouija board in the nursery. But I kind of don't even know, like, it sounds like all this activity is going on. I think the activity is way more than a Ouija board bringing it in. But I'm wondering if the person with the really stupid idea of doing it in the nursery stirred up some additional shit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a bad idea. But I think it's really interesting to hear, like, the whirlpool's overflowing.
Where it's like, hey, just helping you out, but the whirlpool is overflowing.
Right? I just think that's crazy.
Right?
Very interesting. But man, and he said he worked there for a long, long time. Like 100 years. Okay, maybe not that. But it was a long time he worked there.
Hey, maybe he made friends with the ghosts. It kind of sounds like he did.
Well, to be honest, they kind of are helping him. Mm-hmm. Hello, whirlpool overflowing. You might want to check that. I mean, my God, that's the kind of, I wouldn't mind having a ghost in my life if it was like, hey, you don't want to lock your keys in the car, grab them real quick. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. You know, if it just helped you, like, hey, you need to let your dog out. I don't know. Whatever helpful thing it wants to tell me that I forget, that would be awesome. I thought that was very interesting. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.